Here's a thought I'll title Private Work. The most successful art spends most of its time under the spotlights. It's in a museum, it's on the walls in a gallery, it's in a corporate office somewhere, it's on the wall in your home. It's on display, and it's easy to think that that's what art is about, is being under the spotlight. That is to say, the focus of someone's attention. And I suppose an argument could be made that that's exactly where the best of artwork should be. But artwork is different from artist, obviously. And the real work of the artist all takes place outside of the spotlight. Alone, in the world, facing the demons of creativity all by yourself. You know, it's said that if a pianist doesn't enjoy practice, they'll never be an accomplished performer. And I suppose a parallel to that is that if a photographer doesn't love the darkroom or the studio work or managing their digital files and keywording and etc., the fact that they detest that work will be obvious somehow in their prints. Toiling away on one's own is the heart of the art life. I used to think about this a great deal when I was developing film in the darkroom because I didn't use light, tight tanks like a lot of people do. I would dip and dunk my film in Berzelius beakers in the dark so that I had to sit there for 20, 30 minutes at a time in the dark by myself. The only thing I had was maybe some music, maybe an audio book, maybe just my own thoughts. But I was conscious of the fact that being an artist was about as far away from the spotlight of recognition as one can imagine. One of my favorite Zen sayings is, "If the spirit of repetition leaves you, your work will become difficult." I think that's true. There are lots and lots of parts of being a photographer that aren't very exciting, that don't contain their own moment of thrill, that don't get our adrenaline pumping. But that's where the role of the artist really kicks in. If you want a life of constant excitement, being an artist is not for you, because when you get right down to it, being an artist is a lot of hard work. It's trying desperately to overcome your own limitations. It's grinding away on new techniques, new experiments, chasing thoughts that most times lead to dead ends. It's working and working and working on an image until you know you've got it exactly right, until you look at it the next morning and you realize it's all wrong. For those of you who have your roots in the gel and silver days, do you remember feeling like you had the print exactly right, and then you'd set it out on the drying racks, come down and look at it the next morning, and realize it had dried down and it was too dark? To make it look right when it was dry, it had to be about 10 or 15% too light before it dried. Drudgery, drudgery, drudgery. As Stephen Bender said, "The art life is something you must be willing to pay for." And I think he's got it right. The art life is not something we do for the thrills. It's something we do because we can't not do it. And if you can not do it, then you'll find 1,000 excuses to not do it. And there's nothing wrong with that. Most people aren't artists, so they're kind of the normal ones. I remember at a workshop David Bales saying, "All of us who are compelled to make artwork, we're the ones that are the odd ducks. We're the ones who want to spend a gorgeous day in the darkroom, in the studio, while the rest of our friends are out playing and enjoying the beach. We're the ones who lug around 20 or 30 or 40 pounds of expensive equipment and spend our time chasing the perfect moment, the perfect light, the perfect expression, instead of lounging around with a beer. The real work of being an artist is a private affair. And for the art life to be in the least bit rewarding, that private work that we do alone, those solitary moments, we'd best enjoy them. Or, as the Zen master says, your life will become difficult.
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.